Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Yes. I have a question about that. I got charged and, you know, I didn't see the product without, you know, I'm approved to order this order.
Okay, yeah, I definitely understand your concern, and I'd be more than happy to assist you with the charge. And what's your first and last name?
First name is T-I-E-N. Last name is N-G-O.
Thank you. Okay, and can you verify your shipping address, please?
7035 Lagos Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89178.
Thank you. Oh, see, you stay in the state that I'm coming to for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes.
That's nice, huh?
Yes. I can't wait. All righty. So what it is on your account, you have our Focus watches, and basically that's our smart watches that you can track, like, your blood pressure, oxygen levels. You could text, talk, all that good stuff on the smart watches. And so far, you have only paid the shipping and handling of those watches. And it's like a trial period to let you try out the products. Now, there is a one-time charge after the trial period is over with. But we are offering our customers 35% discount on our Focus watches.
What happened, you know, because, I don't know, I didn't completely, you know, order this watch at the end of the page. Yeah. So I don't know why I received this and I got charged. So, you know, if I don't want it, what can I do?
Okay, yeah, so if you don't want it, then we'll be happy to counsel it for you. But now I do, we'll have to let you know, Naya, we do, what I can do is give you my family and friends discount of 50%, and that'll drop the price. Total price for the watch of is $34.99.
No, I don't want it.
Okay.
Because I just, that today I got a package.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I just tried to check in, you know, on the website, and then, you know, by the end, it says, you know, the transaction, you know, the order, the, you know, it's not go through. You know, if go through, then I should receive the email or anything. But it says, you know, it's not completely go through. So, which is, you know, I thought, you know, that I didn't place that. So,
that's,
I don't know why it's automatic. You know, I got charged, and today I received this product. So I really don't want it.
Yes, ma'am, that's understandable. So what I can do, and you said that you received the watches today?
Right, yeah. I
okay.
The watch and also the earbuds or something. You know, I don't know where it came from.
Okay, because what I can do is I can give you the earpods for free, and you only have to pay for the watch if you want to do that.
So that means I still have to pay for $5.97, right?
Then $5.97 already been charged. So if you want to do the deal I just gave you, so what it is, the earbuds will be free, and then you'll only have to pay the $59.97 for the watch.
$5.97,
the total price after the trial.
What was that?
$59.97.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to extend your account out for 7 days. And what you'll do is you'll just keep the products in the box and just take them back to the USPS, and you'll just reship them back to us. And once we get them back, then we just void those charges of the shipping and handling on your account.
So do I get any, like, a number code? When I bring it back to return.
Okay, 1 second here. Let me double check and make sure you don't have to have that RMA number. One moment.
Yeah, I don't want to pay the shipping either, you know.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the thing about it is the shipping is at your discretion. So you do have to pay for it to get shipped back.
Oh, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
unfortunately.
That's not fair to me. because I didn't order and I just received that your company just sent it out.
Yeah, you might have pressed submit it and try, and when you went back and still end up submitting it. Yeah, cause for it to populate, it went through.
Not really, but when it went through, that I should receive some kind of email confirmation number, everything.
Normally, it might be one. It might just sometimes it be in the customer spam folder.
Wow, sound like that. You know that it's really, you know, that not correct, right? When people try to, you know, check on something and they pop up, they say, you know, the transaction is not correct, not go through. So that means everything is not go through. So right now, you know, I don't receive anything, and just like nothing at all. And just automatic send it out and automatic charge on my account. I don't think that's right. I'm not happy with that. I know you're a big company. You don't want to get that, you know, that mixed up.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So let me get with my supervisor and see what I can do for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm not happy, you know. I'm happy to return back the product because, you know, I didn't order it. But I don't want to pay, you know, the return shipping, anything.
Yes, ma'am. I understand it. So let me get with my supervisor and see what I can do, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for holding. Okay, thank you. So, one
Hello?
Moment. Yes, ma'am, and I'm still checking on it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. Okay, so the only thing that we can do for you is would be cancel out your account, but you'll still have to return the product. And I'm so sorry. I know it's a lot, but yes, ma'am. Now, if you don't want to go through the return hassle, then you can. I can give you that 50% discount for the products.
So what about the return payment?
When you say return payment, what do you mean?
I don't know. You said, you know, I return this product. I bring it to the UPS, right?
Yes, ma'am. You can do UPS, USPS, or FedEx, whichever is comfortable with you.
And then are they going to charge me?
If you do not return the products within the 7 days, you will get charged.
I mean, at the UPS.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what their fees are, honestly.
So you mean I have to pay for the shipping?
Yes, ma'am. The shipping is being sent back
at
your... Yes, ma'am, and it's $9.95 restocking fee.
How much?
$9.95.
I mean, return the
product. No, ma'am, that's what I'm saying. The company charges a $9.95 restocking fee.
$9.95? To return the product, to bring it to the UPS.
That's a restocking fee that the company charge.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. So, but when I saw that, you know, that your promotion, you know, this product, okay, so, yeah, if I would like to try, then I pay for the shipping for $5.97, right?
Correct, to try it out.
For the 12. Yeah, for
mm-hmm.
the 12. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, within 14 days, if
correct.
I'm not satisfied, I call back to your company and cancel my account.
Yes,
and
return
the product.
Then
I keep the product, right?
No, with this one, you don't keep the product. You have to return the products if you're not satisfied.
That's not something, you know, before when I call and ask.
Cause see what it is, if we let you keep the product, then it defeat the purpose of charging you for the product if we're going to give it to you for free. That's why we don't.
Because, you know, the reason that it popped up this promotion is from Costco's survey.
Mm-hmm.
So the survey, you know, was free and they said free.
Mm-hmm.
The product is free.
It was free for 14 days. It was a trial period to let you try it out before charging you for it.
Oh, for free for 14 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
That's why they say if you call in 14 days.
Before, you know, when I tried to find out, that I asked somebody in your company, they told me different. They told me that, you know, after I pay the shipping, I receive the product within 14 days. If I don't like it, I call back and cancel the account, and then I can keep the product for free.
No, ma'am, not with this product, no, ma'am.
That's somebody told me that. Oh,
I'm not sure. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we don't have the customers keep the product for free. You have to return the product. Because the whole purpose of calling and canceling it is to avoid getting charged for the product. That's why you have to return it.
Wow. You know, I from now on, I'm not trust any company. Be honest with you. You know, there are people tell me the different way. People tell me that the way is wrong, completely wrong. You know, in this case, why I go for the survey for what? That's ridiculous. I'm going to the Costco and complain about that, too.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm going to the Costco and complain about it, too. It's not right. You know, the company, you know, get the surveys, and, you know, they say, you know, I got $250 free product.
Mm-hmm.
So after I do the survey, that, you know, it pop up, you know, that there's some item that I have to pay shipping, which is okay, you know, pay shipping. And then, you know, that I understand that people are telling me that, you know, for 14 days, within 14 days, you know, if I don't like it, then I just, you know, keep the product and just call back and cancel. And now you're telling me the different story. It's totally different. Oh, my God. That is ridiculous. Oh, Jesus Christ. So you talk to your manager, there's nothing they can do?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am.
So
and that's why I stated the three options that you have is you can do pay 50%, accept a 50% discount, and pay 50% for the products, or you can pay.
No, I don't want it all.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So the only option that you have is
upset about it. Yeah.
So the only option that you have is to return the products.
So how can I return the product? So if I return the product, so the charge that your company charged me have to be like a remove.
When you say remove, what do you mean?
Credit, right? Have to be credit back.
What charge? We didn't charge you.
Yeah, you did. Your company charged
me. Are you talking about the
97 cents?
Yes, ma'am. So what it is, it's a $9.95 restocking fee. So that restocking fee is going to subtract from your refund.
$5.97.
That's what I'm saying. The two $5.97s, it's going to be a $9.95 restocking fee subtracted from that. So the only amount that you're going to be getting back is you're going to get back $1.99.
$1.99. I only got back. So I'm losing for nothing. I'm losing the money for no reason.
Yes, ma'am. It's up.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Sounds so cheap. Sorry, your company is cheaping so bad. If I don't use it, a product, I don't order the product, and then you guys, they're sending me out in charge, and now you're telling me, you know, that I have to pay the stocking fee or something like that. I don't think that's right at all. And plus, you know, how do I return back the product? I go to the UPS. So your company cover the return, the shipping return, the fee?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
No, ma'am. Whatever they charge you to send it back, that's at your discretion.
Then I have to pay that too.
Yes, ma'am.
That's so ridiculous. That means, you know, I pay this and I pay the return too for no reason.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. And that's just the company policy that the fees that they charge.
You cannot say sorry. You know, I want to talk to your manager. And
yes,
I'm going to the Costco store and tell them, you know, they are not going to do something, you know, the third party with your company. It's ridiculous. It's terrible. I never see something happen like that. I order stuff from online, so I know, you know, when your company order, so do you. You order something online too. So when you see something, you order, you place order at the end, they have to show up, you know, that all the confirmation number you order and the total, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So which is, you know, what your order is, what you pay for it. But this one, I didn't even get to until then. I only go to halfway, and they pop up and said, you know, the order, it's only halfway, cannot be go through. So which is, the order is not, you know, completely. And today I received a product with no reason. And I got charged with no reason either. You think that's fair? It's not fair at all. May I
yes,
talk to
ma'am.
Your manager, please?
Okay, one moment, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate your patience. I'm just waiting on the supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.